Now we come to what is probably one of the great chapters of the Scripture. I wish that I could spend a week in this chapter here, but I cannot. I'll move along. And don't complain, will you, not because we move along. Just remember, we're all on a Bible bus. Oh, it's just a type. It's just a picture. But we're on a Bible bus, and you leave the driving to us, will you? All right, now, verse 1 of chapter 28, the word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre. Now we are going to have a message in this chapter to the prince of Tyre, and then we're going to have a message to the king of Tyre. Verse 12. Now, back of this great kingdom, this great commercial center, great political center, great stronghold, you're going to find that there is the one who apparently controls the kingdoms of this world. He offered them to the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus rejected them, but he didn't reject them because he didn't think Satan had them. He knew he had them. He just didn't accept them. He's going to rule over them someday, but not as a vicegerent of Satan. And this one today is the prince of the powers of the air. He today is the one back of the kingdoms of this world. Whether we like it or not, that's the picture. Now we have here the judgment against the prince. I think that here you have a type of Antichrist, the great Roman emperor that's going to rule. I don't like to run ahead, but as I suggested in 2 Thessalonians, and we'll go into detail when we get to the 13th of Revelation, actually it takes two persons to fulfill all that's said concerning the Antichrist. And after all, John said there are many. One will deny the person of Christ, be his enemy. The other will imitate him. You have a religious ruler and a political ruler. Now here you have, I think, the combination that is set before us. You have here the vicegerent of Satan. Now will you notice, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyre, Thus saith the Lord God, because thine heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a god. Now that's exactly what Antichrist is going to say. Going to make himself God. And he says, I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man, and not God, though thou set thine heart as the heart of God. Behold, thou art wiser than Daniel. There is no secret that they can hide from thee. Now, another reference to Daniel here, and Ezekiel and Daniel were contemporary. This young man, Ezekiel, had great respect for Daniel, because Daniel was yonder in the palace, the prime minister, and was really standing for the Lord. Personally, I think Ezekiel had a hard job out there with the captives. I'd have much preferred living in the castle, although I'd have to spend one night in the lion's den. I think I'd take the castle, the palace of the king. But Ezekiel had no choice in that. But he respected Daniel. Now he says this prince, he was a smart boy. Now, if you don't think there were wise men in that day, you're wrong. I think they could put this so-called intelligence crowd that centers in Harvard today would make them look like Penny Ante, would make them look like they were in the kindergarten. These men in that day were wise men. Now, this is the prince, and I believe that he represents the political side, the ruler, because in verse 10 it says, Thou shalt die the deaths of the uncircumcised by the hand of foreigners, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. Now let me back up and say that again and say it accurately. This is the religious ruler that he's talking about, and I think he comes out of Israel. This is the beast out of the land. Now Antichrist, the political ruler, comes out of the sea of the nations of the world, and I think he's a Gentile. And this other one will be his advisor, you see. He will be a sort of a prime minister to him. He'll be like Daniel was in Babylon, like Joseph was in Egypt, and like Disraeli was in England, and like Henry Kissinger was to President Nixon. I think you have that kind of a picture. And maybe I ought not to make that kind of a comparison, but I think it will illustrate.